The following program is paid for by Computer Doctor of Tucson. The views are not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
A white hat hacker team gets $22,000 payday by finding flaws. Fraudulent online auction proceeds gets a man sentenced. What Fortune 500 companies are using ChatGPT for, and how to not fall for the parking ticket scam. All that and more next on the Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 118. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m., and we post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. We love to hear from you, our listeners, so give us a call from wherever you are to the show with your computer, internet, and cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Co-hosting today is David from the Cassie Unscrewed Theater.
Hello. Welcome. So good to be here again.
All right. Always good to have you here. And also a reminder to please support our sponsors. Perfection Auto Works is our sponsor for all of your car's need. The best time to fix your problem with your car is before it takes your wheels out of commission. That's why Perfection Auto Works has the free 26-point inspection, so you can fix your problems before they happen. For an appointment, call 520-323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com. Here is the technology show that we have today in tech news this week. There is a white hat hacker team that gets a $22,000 payday by finding flaws. Two things. What is a white hat hacker, and can you actually get paid for finding flaws in system? So a white hat hacker, of course, is the opposite of a black hat hacker. A white hat hacker is somebody that hacks for the good. It's a good guy. The black hat hacker is the bad guy, the people that hack for the bad. So
not just a difference in fashion choices.
Yeah. But it's not what they wear. That's just the name. I heard of something called a Red Hat hacker. I'm not sure exactly what that refers to.
I don't know, but there is a Linux called Red Hat, so.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm confusing it with.
Yeah, it could
okay.
be.
All right. See? I don't know everything. There it is. So, but yes, there is a way for people to find bugs in systems and get paid for them. And when it comes to the Googleverse, there is the Google Bug Bounty program. So bug bounty is exactly what it sounds like. So if you find a bug in their systems, there's a way for you to submit the bug for repair, and Google will pay you for the
severity.
Finding, yeah. For the finding of it. And depending on how severe it is, it can be paid out as little as $100. It could be $500. Those are like the small amounts, and there's some medium amounts where you're in like the thousands of 3,000. And then there's the severity, the critical. Those are like 5,000 to 10,000. And at one time, the highest payout was about $31,300 some odd dollars. But this one was a $22,000 payday. Not a bad payday for finding a flaw.
Yeah. You know? So that's a good sustainable job if you can find those bugs for, and there's a lot of corporations that have bug bounties, not just Google.
Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in being a bug bounty
Hunter?
I guess it would have to be a bounty hunter. So if you're somebody that wants to find bounty hunters, then go ahead and go to Google Bug Bounty Program and check it out. You might just have what it takes to find these bugs. Also, a fraudulent online auction proceeds gets a man sentenced. So there was this leader of this four-person gang. This man's name is, I'm going to pronounce it as Ainut Ravazan Sandu of Romania. He pleaded guilty in April to conspiracy to commit fraud on many, many different auction sites, popular websites such as eBay's for goods that did not actually exist. So he would find a product or service that he's selling. It would be a fake product or service that didn't really exist. He would try to, then he would create fictitious online accounts and post these advertisements, communicate with their victims, and typically marketed the sale of used vehicles, which I'm going to explain in just a moment, and similar goods at targeted working class Americans. So this is somebody from Romania targeting Americans for fraud. Right. Now, he was recently sentenced, and it's nice to know that there are powers that are out there that are finding these people, that are putting them away, and rightly so. Yeah. And I know I've actually, I think I was on the hook for one of these scams one time, because I'm always looking for, you know, old cars to buy and maybe fix up a little bit. So when I was looking for a car, okay, and obviously, if by the way, if anybody wants to ever do this, always find a trusted mechanic like Perfection Auto Works. Okay, find somebody that you know and trust that knows about cars that can coach you into whether a car is a good buy or if it isn't.
Right.
But I've been doing this for a little while, so I knew a little bit something. But here's the thing: when you buy a car, this is just basic knowledge. There's a usual way that you do that, okay? You make an arrangement to, if it's being sold privately, you make an arrangement to meet them so that you can look at the car, test drive the car, test the car out, that kind of thing. And if you like what you see, then you close a deal. You make a deposit, you make a payment, okay? Hand over the keys, hand over the title. That is the normal way, okay? But if somebody calls you and they say, but I can't talk to you because I'm on a naval ship and I can't take a phone call, and my wife is in the hospital with cancer and she can't talk on the phone. But if you send the money to this wired address from this eBay site, okay, I'll tell you exactly where the car is. The keys are there. They'll have a great. It'll sound so good, and the deal will sound so good that some people just put up their money and say, you know what, I'm going to risk it.
Never a good idea. No, that's why you always go through the sites, because I actually had a scammer get me once with an eBay auction. I was buying a copy of Earthbound for the Super Nintendo, and if you know that game, you know it's worth a lot of money. Okay. So I bought it for a good price. I got a pristine copy that arrived in the mail, the kind of thing that you might put on a display shelf. But no, I wanted to play it, so I pop it in my Super Nintendo, hit the play button, and the next thing I hear is, "Hey, Mr. Wilson!" It was a copy of Dennis the Menace that they'd put inside of the Earthbound shell and then sold it to me. They claimed it was an accident, but luckily, because legitimate sites like eBay provide protections, I was able to return it and get my money back.
No, see, that's one of the other problems is sometimes the interaction that you're having, they have ways of manipulating the site to make it either be a fake eBay site.
Right.
You're going to be getting fake emails that look real.
Yeah.
That look more real than the real thing. So you have to be very, very careful. You have to be looking at those addresses. And when I say the addresses, I mean the top of the address bar, making sure that you're at the real site where you think that you are, making sure that there's no change of characters or change of address at the top of the address of wherever you are.
Absolutely.
That's how you can protect yourself. Also, what Fortune 500 companies are using ChatGPT for? So, have you had much time to play around with ChatGPT now?
Yeah, it's interesting. I've actually used it to look up. It's great for IT questions, actually, while you're working. If you have something where you're like, oh, what does this error mean right here?
It'll give you step-by-step directions of exactly how to fix it.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And earlier today I was playing with it. I said, write me a resume for an IT service position. And it wrote out an entire resume.
Oh, wow.
Sounded great. I just had to change my name, my phone number in there, and make a little kind of corrections, the name of my school, the name of my employers, change the dates around. But essentially, it was basically a great thing.
That's phenomenal.
I even told it, can you write me a grant letter for this? And it wrote me a grant letter. And it sounded good. I could just copy and paste that, print that out, and send it off to like 1,000 different donor foundation companies and get myself a nice little payday there.
I'm going to find a lot of AI-generated letters and proposals and things like that in the future,
which
imagine.
Is what this story is all about. So companies like Amazon, Bank of America, JP Morgan, Google, Twitter, Meta have used ChatGPT and is quickly implementing them to replace human correspondence, such as customer service, sales, and advertising in the future. So when you go to a website and you see that little button that says chat for more things, and you're interacting with a bot.
Oh yeah.
But it's starting to get more and more human. The bots are slowly but surely learning how to communicate better with humans, and they're going to start getting better and better and better.
And the more they do it, the more they learn. That's the fun thing about all this.
You're basically able to get further and further. You know, with these bots, you know, it used to be that, you know, you'd start the conversation with hello, and then the chat box would say hello back, you know, and that was like as good as it got.
Maybe would give you a list saying, type in a number based
these
on
are my, what, this is what I understand.
This is what know? I understand, yeah. And then it directs you to a department, which
exactly.
is good, but yeah, now it's going to be handling most of the conversation and only gets you to a human being if it can't understand what you want.
Exactly. So in order to get to a human, you may just have to start speaking Chinese or speaking gibberish or just speaking things that just don't make any sense. Then it says, hold on 1 second, let me get a representative.
Right. I mean, honestly, if the robot can fix my problem or give me the answer without me having to wait in line for a human, that's something worthwhile, I think.
We had that suggestion for attorneys and psychiatrists. And we actually, there are going to be AI attorneys and AI psychiatrists. As a matter of fact, there is a such thing as an AI psychiatrist. We had broadcast that on last week's show during the character.ai website. So that's where you can talk to someone where it will modulate the responses based on how somebody else would answer. So you can have an AI conversation with Elon Musk. You can have an AI conversation with Joe Biden. You can have an AI conversation with a whole slew of characters. And it'll answer the questions as if that person would answer based
on
what it was able to pull from the internet of what that person's knowledge base is.
Interesting.
Now,
we'll have to see how effective that is.
You combine. Yeah, you know, here's the thing. There's a character on there that says psychiatrist. Okay, so you can actually click the psychiatrist button and then start talking to some sort of therapist, or get responses that a therapist would say. That is where it starts getting very, very interesting. So I started really thinking deep into my mind and soul. I started asking, and it gave me some pretty interesting answers.
Oh, wow.
I'll give it that. So watch out for ChatGPT. If you have been under a rock and you have not tried ChatGPT, go to just Google ChatGPT. It's part of OpenAI. It's a open source, which means it's public use. Anyone can use it. Nobody really owns it. It is completely operated by artificial intelligence and bots. That makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside. Also, Microsoft is in the talks with OpenAI about investing as much as $10 billion to acquire ChatGPT. But that's only a rumor right now. We're going to take our midway commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech history from this week, and how to not fall for the parking ticket scam. This is the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
This just in, Perfection Auto Works drops the labor rates to combat inflation.
Hey, it's a bird! It's a plane!
No, it's Inflation Reduction Man.
I was shaving this morning and saw a flash in the mirror. Just got the call back from Perfection Auto Works that my AC is fixed and ready, and my bill was incredibly discounted. Thanks, Inflation Reduction Man.
I was looking up in the sky and saw this flash. When I picked up my car for repairs at Perfection Auto Works, my bill was way less than was estimated. Thanks, Inflation Reduction Man!
When you need to combat inflation on your car or truck, let Perfection Auto Works be your inflation-busting headquarters with our new 15% off on all repairs. Let Perfection be your inflation reduction man. Call today, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with David here from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into the next segment, David, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
All righty. Well, tonight's going to be an exciting night. It's a three-show night. There's the Unscrewed Family Hour, hosted by Comic Chaos. Great for the kids. A regular Not Burned Out, Just Unscrewed show, family-friendly. And a new show that's been premiering called The Backyard, where prospective teams and improvisers who want to work together, gain their skills, and get practice on a real stage can come up and perform there. So it's a good chance for people trying to potentially become a house team at Unscrewed or something like that can get practice, and you can come see it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then coming up as well on the 27th is our 9th anniversary show. So that's going to be a very exciting night. Go ahead and get your tickets now, because that one probably will sell out.
When is the date for that 9th anniversary?
Friday, January 27th at 7:30 p.m.
Okay. My wife and I, we were just talking that the Unscrewed Theater and our marriage were 2 months apart.
Oh,
because
wow.
We're going to be celebrating our 9th year event of marriage on March on... I'm in trouble now.
You better remember
I'm
that.
In trouble. March 8th.
There you go.
2014 was when we got married. So,
well, congrats.
So I am happy about that. Okay, let's get into science and tech history. And we have two entries this week. David, what do you got with us?
Okay, so we've got January 21st, 1976, 47 years ago, the first passenger Concorde took off.
Ah, cool.
Yeah.
Now, the Concorde obviously is an airplane. Now, this is some interesting things. Only 20 of them were built. I thought there was way more. It was flew twice the speed of sound, New York to London in 3.5 hours, high maintenance, loud noise, and a drop of demand after a crash in 2000 put the Concorde out of service in 2003. It actually had, you know, that dropping nose that it had? While it's in flight, the nose pointed straight, but it, and I guess it was able to point straight while in flight, but then it was able to point downward so that it would give the pilots more visibility.
Interesting.
In front.
When they're landing.
That was a droop snoot.
There you go.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Tom. All right, what's the next one we have there?
All righty. January 22nd, 1984, the first Macintosh commercial at Super Bowl 18, 2 days before the unit was actually released.
I remember, I remember when the Macintosh first came out, and my father got one. We had the Apple Macintosh 2 that we ended up getting. The one was it was only like a 9-inch screen. It was this big old boxy thing.
You know,
it had this itty bitty screen on it. It was black and white. You know, we would chuckle at it today, but it only had the processor was made by Motorola.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Memory was a whopping 128 kilobytes, not gigabytes, not megabytes, kilobytes. So we were just discussing before the show, you know, this is the kind of technology that potentially if you were to save something, you would likely save it to a disk and then take the disk out and put it in some sort of Rolodex next to the computer, not necessarily leaving things inside the computer for saving, because I guess that wasn't safe.
Right. Well, because and with that much storage, you know, probably a good chunk of that's the operating system, so you got to use the big floppies back in the day.
Right. The other interesting thing about it was an early example of a graphical user interface. This was prior to this, it was just code and command.
So this wasn't just a CLI interface. It was interesting.
It was graphical. It was one of the early examples, something graphical. And Steve Jobs really, when he had the first idea for the mouse with the single button, it was to have something on the table that would roll around that you can move a mouse on the screen and click and drag as needed. So that's pretty interesting.
That's cool. And then Windows copied it.
Yep. And hey, we're still using graphical interfaces today.
How
about that? All right. Some quick announcements. T-Mobile gets hacked with 37 million accounts, including David.
Congratulations. Oh, no. Not again. T-Mobile has already released a lot of my information with their first hack.
They've just done it again this week.
Oh, boy.
They were hacked again. So T-Mobile disclosed that new data breach after a threat actor stole 37 million current postpaid and prepaid customer accounts to one of its application programming interfaces, or APIs. APIs are used to allow third-party developers to access the functionality and data of a system and to allow different systems to communicate with each other's. So part of the information that was hacked, government ID numbers, social security numbers, tax ID numbers, passwords, PINs, payment card information, and other financial account info. So user are
just
in trouble.
Just everything.
They got everything. Yeah. And so go out there and protect yourself.
Sounds like T-Mobile needs to put out a bug bounty program.
Also, here's a reason why if you have an Android phone, you should only install apps from the Google Play Store or those provided by your employer. A new Android hack was found that allows hackers to control your phone the same way that we would in the olden days. It would be called a RAT, or remote access terminal. TeamViewer is like that. AnyDesk is like that. It's a remote access terminal. It's a service that is being sold to hackers as hacking by a service.
Right.
For $5,000 a month, you can have access to this and hack other people's mobile phones.
So, nice.
So be careful. Only install apps from the official Google Play Store. Okay, in our final segment here, how to not fall for the parking ticket scam. So let's say that you park your car and then you could have sworn that you paid the meter, but there's a ticket on your car. That ticket might be a fake ticket printed from a fake ticket printer operated by a fake ticket enforcement agent.
Interesting.
So there could be people with a jacket, official-looking jacket, with a printer in their hand, prints out this little roll paper and they put it on your car. Looks like a ticket, but that person is actually a scammer. What they're actually putting on your car is a QR code or a way or some sort of fake violation that says that you didn't put the parking ticket at the proper place.
And it directs you to a fake website.
Fake website,
where
fake
you
payment.
Pay you real money.
Real? Yeah. The only part of it is the money. That's the only real part of it. So in order to avoid that, make sure that whatever site that you're paying anything on, making sure that it makes sense to the place that you are doing that you're paying to. Before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location near Speedway in Craycraft for your free 26-point inspection. And as always, don't click unverified links in emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Always look at the address bar. Check activity on your bank statements. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing calls. Back up your system to the cloud. And listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and posted as podcasts on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to computerdoctorshow.com, click episodes, and find episode 118. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. David co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to The Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.